News. I'm Sherry Preston. Capital One Financial buying Discover Financial Services in a deal worth $35 billion. It would bring together two of the nation's biggest lenders and credit card issuers. Here's ABC's Rebecca Jarvis.
There is a good chance you have a Capital One or Discover credit card in your wallet. These are two of the largest credit card companies in the country, and now they're joining forces in one of the biggest deals of the year, giving Capital One, which serves more than 100 million customers, access to Discover's 305 million cardholders.
The UN Security Council voting today on a resolution put forth by Arab nations that calls for an immediate humanitarian ceasefire in Gaza, like the past ceasefire resolutions, the U.S. is expected to veto it. Another atmospheric river slamming the West Coast, bringing wind, rain, and mudslides to parts of California. Russian dissident Alexei Navalny's mother appealing directly to Vladimir Putin to return her son's body to her so he can be buried with dignity. This is ABC News.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Supporters of Wisconsin's new legislative boundaries say people can expect a more responsive state government. Governor Evers says tighter majorities will spur lawmakers to find middle ground on issues like Medicaid expansion.
I have to believe there is at least one Republican in the House or the Senate that agrees with us on that. And hope, you know, then maybe we could find a solution.
Evers signed the new maps into law yesterday. Today is spring primary day. Voters will narrow down races for local offices like school board, county board, and city council. There's a three-way primary for Milwaukee mayor. The polls are open until 8 tonight. We'll have election updates on many civic media stations. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Now here's what you need to know closer to home.
For news from the Center, WRCE, I'm Jimmy Cuska. Today is the first of four elections in the state this year for some Wisconsin residents. The February primary will see a handful of municipal and county primaries across the state, including a mayoral primary in Milwaukee. There are also seven school districts asking referendum questions, totaling just over $219 million. Sauk County has just one primary for a county board position representing the northwest side of Baraboo, while Boscobel has three people running for one spot on city council. Richland, Vernon, and Crawford have no countywide primaries or referendum questions. One person is dead and another person is hurt after a crash in Monroe County yesterday morning. The sheriff's office said a Sauk County man was killed when the SUV he was driving went across the center line and hit a tanker truck head-on. The driver of the tanker truck was hurt in the crash as well. The crash happened in the town of Wilton on Highway 71, which was closed for nearly 6 hours due to the crash. The National Weather Service has warm temperatures on tap the next few days, with highs reaching the mid-50s. For Civic Media News, I'm Jimmy Cuska.
The Devil's Advocates Radio Show.
Jam from Racine. Welcome. What do you got for us?
Hey, Jam.
I voted for Reagan back in the day. I guess I've been supporting more of the Democratic Party for the last 40 years or so, but people are going to say, oh, man, she's a Republican. She's a Democrat. She's whatever. I'm a human being. All these other things aren't important. We need to unite against a bigger threat. I think the threat is us becoming a dictatorship. They want us to fail.
The Devil's Advocates Radio Show. Weekday afternoons from 4 until 6 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
The Bucks are back. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Milwaukee Bucks headed back from their All-Star break and getting ready for their road trip to Minnesota this Friday night. They need to turn things around from that 3-7 record so far under head coach Doc Rivers. The Brooklyn Nets fired their head coach Jacques Vaughn in just the second year of a four-year contract worth nearly $20 million. Baseball Brewers manager Pat Murphy says Sal Frelick will get a look at playing second and maybe some third base during spring training. In an interview, Pat Murphy was asked, with Craig Counsell, now the manager of the Chicago Cubs, how much bigger will the rivalry be with the Brewers?
Yeah, I think it's good for baseball. I think what Counts did can be viewed in many different ways. I've been close with this guy since he was 17 years old. So, you know, we'll always be close. It doesn't matter what happens. We could fight. Counts could jump on my back during a brawl. That would be his best strategy.
That's Brewers manager Pat Murphy. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. The winter warmth is surging back into the state today as highs climb to the low 50s. Under mostly sunny skies, it'll be a bit breezy today, with more patchy fog possible by early tomorrow morning. Otherwise, another bright and beautiful day with highs striking the mid-50s. Currently, it's 36 degrees.
You know, I hope this is the best hour of your life. I'll tell you that. The Cripes Cast, folks.
Comedian Mary Mack.
He's noticed a very sizable increase on people off the lake coming onto our lake to fish it. You don't want everything to be popular and known about. That seems to be the way I also approach my comedy, Charlie. I think there's a theme.
Cripes Cast every Saturday and Sunday at noon across Civic Media and on the Civic Media app.
I'm from the Devil's Advocates. Tune in Tuesday, 4 to 6, more coverage of all the goings-on, the great state of Wisconsin and across the country. The Devil's Advocates.
Your hometown station for news, talk, and sports. This is News from the Center. WRCE, 1450 AM and 107.7 FM.
And welcome to Matinair on Air. Jane Matinair, Greg Bach, Calvin Butenhoff, coming to you live from our studio in beautiful downtown Waukesha. You can always join us wherever you are listening across the states. Call or text at 844-967-2789 or leave a comment on the live stream on Facebook, YouTube, and the platform that Elon has ruined. We have a very, very busy show coming up today. The one, the only, Civic Media's Fancy Brian Kelly is joining us coming up at 10:33 live in studio.
Fancy Brian's here.
Fancy Brian is here. Very excited about that. We're going to talk about the Parental Bill of Rights, which just passed in Wisconsin. And Brian has a daughter, and you and I do not have children, so I thought it would be an interesting thing
that we know of. Wink.
So we're going to talk about that, and if you would like to weigh in on that, we certainly would love to hear from you. Next hour, we're going to lighten things up a little bit at 11:33. Greg is a new puppy owner. Maybelle, the puppy, is what, 4 months?
6 months. Y'all want to see some pictures? I can put some pictures up. I've got pictures.
Sure.
Got a lot of pictures.
I bet you do.
Lots of pictures.
And so we're going to talk to Katie Oilschlager, who is with Think Positively Dog Training. I love those plays on words. I know they drive you crazy, but I think they're adorable.
Because everyone just uses paws. Let's get together, people. New puns.
All right. But that's coming up at 11:33. Katie Oilschlager from Think Positively. If you have questions about dog training or any extra tips that Katie can give you, you can call or text at that time as well. I did want to start off, though, with ballot stuffing, Greg Box. Doesn't really happen, actually. But we've been trying to get something passed allowing the processing of absentee ballots a day early for the November election this year.
It just makes sense.
Yes, it does make sense. Clerks and bipartisan lawmakers have been pushing for this to stop voter confusion and conspiracies. That result from large amounts of ballots being processed late and then added to the totals, which will change sometimes which candidate is in the lead.
Yeah.
Now, if you think about this logically, for the larger municipalities like Milwaukee County and Dane County, the most populous, right? Giving them an extra day to start counting will essentially preclude the need for these ballots to continue coming in after midnight on election day. Or at least it gives them a jump.
I'll take it one step further. Election day is on Tuesday. I think the previous Tuesday, they should be allowed to start opening envelopes and processing anything they have. It doesn't stand in the way. You can't get your ballot back. Once you get your ballot in, it's in.
Yep.
Give them one full week to start processing the information. What's the harm? What is that harm?
Because then there's going to be questions about chain of command. And although I would think that these ballots are going to go the same place the other ballots would go.
They'll go to the city clerk. The city clerk runs them, or the village hall, or wherever, the town, village, or city, and they will be in a safe place, like a safe. That concern is something that people, chain of command is going to happen regardless, because this whole thing of alleviating conspiracy, that's never going to happen. It's adorable you think that a day will just be, oh, that's fine.
That fixed it, everything.
Donald Trump's not the president. Joe Biden's the president. It's not going to do that. So give them even more time. Make it so that, like, as many are done as possible. So, because processing ballots that are cast on the day is also a daunting endeavor.
Yes, it absolutely is. Unfortunately, Senate Majority Leader Devin LeMahieu said on Sunday the Senate does not have enough Republican votes to send this bill to the governor that would allow clerks to start processing absentee ballots the Monday before the election.
Man, Devin LeMahieu just cannot get his party in line. Legalize weed, ease the backs of the people in the clerk's office for voting. I mean, it's like, dude, it's like, are you the head of your party? Or are you just like a reporter? What are you doing, bro?
They just can't get anything together.
No,
they doesn't seem like they can agree on anything.
I thought they were supposed to fall in line, lockstep.
No, they're all independent thinkers.
Right? Oh, yeah, that's right. That's true.
They're America. Independent thinkers. Devin LeMahieu actually added he's been an author of this legislation in the past. He previously told reporters he doesn't oppose the measure, but when asked if he's pushing to get this passed, he said, quote, "It's not my job to push or hold back individual bills," unquote. I thought that was kind of the whole point.
That's part of your job description.
The Senate Majority Leader. Isn't that the whipping of votes? Isn't that the getting everyone on the page to pass what the party wants to get passed?
Yeah, you use your political power to get what you want done. That's one of the spoils of war. But nope, not old Devin Lemonade here. He's like, I guess, sorry, guys. We're going to lunch now. Great day, my treat. Let's do this.
If you want to chime in on this, 844-967-2789, 844-96-PARTY. Lawmakers pointing to Milwaukee to show how absentee ballot totals can be added late, which, again, this happens as the polling places are closing,
yep.
And then they get sent into more centralized locations for counting. The ballots added late lead to false claims of fraud and alleged ballot dumping. In 2018, more than 47,000 absentee ballots in Milwaukee gave Governor Evers his first solid lead in the race for governor against Scott Walker at that time. In 2020, the later tally helped move Joe Biden over then President Trump, feeding the former president's false claims about election fraud. It's very disappointing to see that we can't get this done. This is allegedly bipartisan legislation, and there's still a few holdouts. LeMahieu says this, that if this bill doesn't go through, it's incumbent on Milwaukee to count their ballots fast enough.
Oh.
He doesn't think the city is counting their ballots quickly enough.
You hear that, Milwaukee? Count faster.
Yeah, and if you do that and you make a mistake,
yeah,
this makes no sense to me. Pick it up. Pick up the pace. Do you want accuracy?
Okay. Hire more people. The state should provide more funding for more counters then. This is, okay, cool. We'll count faster.
Give us more bodies.
More bodies, more resources. What a great suggestion.
844-967-2789. Rob, our friend from Port Edwards. Good morning, Rob. Thank you so much for joining us. What do you want to say?
Good morning. Thanks for taking my call. I am a poll worker, and I was a poll worker in Green Lake County, and I'm currently a poll worker here in the sprawling metropolis of Port Edwards.
Ooh.
And I can see where there's logistical issues with the bigger communities with the volume of ballots to process. And that chain of custody thing, there's always going to be, to your point, subterfuge and whataboutisms and all sorts of uglies. But really, this, I don't know what Denihue's vote count is towards this, but run it up the flagpole anyway. Go for it.
Yeah. Put it on the floor, right?
Into the public domain.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's right. That's what his job is. They do little else. So, step it up a notch.
Well, and thank you for calling, Rob. We appreciate it.
Before you go, Rob, I just want to say, and I think too, though, much like the border issue, not resolving this gives them something to scream fraud when the results don't go their way, right? This leaves it open for them to claim they were dumping ballots in the middle of the night in Milwaukee, and that's why Trump lost. That's going to be their excuse.
Yeah.
Thanks a lot for calling, Rob.
I mean, it also that it screams of the whole, well, this is going to help anyways, which they do on guns.
Right. Let's do nothing.
Let's do nothing. There's not enough people. I don't want to make a fuss. It's not my job to, it's exactly your job to tell them how to vote. If this is something you want to do that could benefit them.
Right. I'm baffled by his comments there. 844-967-2789. Troy from Mount Horeb is on the line. Good morning, Troy. Thank you for joining us.
Good morning. I hope you guys are well.
We are. Thank you. And you too.
Absolutely. I work at the polls too, and I've done that. And we had six people working all day in just in Little Mount Horeb, 7,800 people to get the ballot, the absentee ballot counted. So I can't even imagine how bad it is in Milwaukee, Waukesha, all these bigger cities. Yeah. You know, it's crazy. And we got done with no problems. We got done about 5 o'clock one time. One time we had problems, it was after 6 when we got done. Because there was a problem with the column, we had to figure it out. So,
well,
it's just crazy why you couldn't take more time to do this, especially in these bigger cities.
And we're only talking about one day, Troy. Under this proposal, they would be able to start counting on Monday, just to give them a little head start on things. And then the other suggestion that they just count faster is like, wait a minute. Do we want accuracy or do we want it just done as quickly as humanly possible? And Troy, thank you for being a poll worker.
Yes.
And if you go, and you should go vote today because the polls are open now until 7 o'clock tonight, 8 o'clock tonight.
8 o'clock.
And myvotewi.gov, if you're not sure where to cast your ballot.
Myvotewi.gov.
Yeah. If you're not sure where to cast your ballot, and be nice to the poll workers.
Thank them for the work they're doing. Yes. Be patient. A lot of them are older folks. They're giving up their day to help you out.
Yes.
So you be polite. Thank them. Give smiles. A smile will go a long way.
I seriously, when you tell them thank you, you will get a wonderful, wonderful reaction. So make sure you go out and cast your ballot today. There's all kinds of different races. Some communities, the city of Milwaukee only has the mayoral race or the primary right now. So again, avail yourself of that website, myvote.wi.gov, and find out where you can cast your ballot, who's all on the ballot, and what you are going to be voting for.
Yeah. I was going to say, we have a text from Jack from Merrimack.
Oh, yes.
Says that this is just more of a Republican approach to governing. Do whatever you can to break the government. And then say, the government doesn't work, and it's the Democrats' fault.
The government is broken. Yep, exactly.
Which is funny in the face of what he said is a bipartisan bill.
Except for a few holdouts.
Yeah.
But it's not his job, Greg.
No.
To bring people together to pass legislation that would benefit, I don't know, all of us.
Devi Lemonade has more things to do with this day.
Stay close. You are listening to Matt Mayer on air on the Civic Media Radio Network.
This is News from the Center, WRCE.
There's a small Wisconsin town where the population grows to 10 times its size every February.
Normally, we're about 2,600 people during Berkey Week. That gets up to 20, 30,000.
That's Blair Flickinger with the Foundation for the American Birkebeiner. The skiing marathon started with a couple of people carving a trail between Hayward and Cable 50 years ago. It's also a tribute to the ski culture of another country already hosting its own Birkebeiner. Is it Turkey, Norway, or Germany? The answer coming up.
There's a camaraderie that comes along with this event that is unparalleled.
A camaraderie between people who come to Hayward from around the world.
Make everyone feel like Hayward is their spot for the week.
So did you guess the Berkey was created as a tribute to Norway's 100-year-old race? And while our Berkey is a well-known winter event, it's still growing by adding other races all throughout the year. There's a slice of Wisconsin. I'm Terry Barr for the Civic Media Radio Network.
You're listening to News from the Center, WRCE.
And welcome to Matt Nair on Air. Thank you so very, very much for joining us. Jane Matt Nair, Greg Bach, Sweet Cal B on the board. You can always join us at 844-967-2789, 844-96.
Party.
Leave a message on the live stream on Facebook, YouTube, and or Twitter. Just want to remind you to check out our newly revamped website.
It's so revamped.
It's pretty sweet.
It's really nice. It's very, very cool.
Civicmedia.us. Mm-hmm. You can check out all the shows all across the network, all 20 stations across the network, get all the lineups, get all the programs. We have a wonderful news page if you want to stay up on the news. So check it out. Civicmedia.us, our newly revamped website. Coming up at 10:33, our very own fancy Brian Kelly going to be joining us. We're going to talk about the Parent Bill of Rights, as he is a parent. So, and I would love to get your comments on this as well once Brian joins us at 10:33. I did want to start off with this, though. And I call the segment Runaway. Runaway, runaway, runaway. House Republicans allegedly shocked by some of the recent high-profile retirements announced by some of their colleagues. This would include Wisconsin's very own Mike Gallagher, Republican Ken Buck, and Mark Green of Tennessee, all abruptly announcing they will be retiring over the last couple of months. And a CNN panel, anyway, speculated this has to do with the nonstop chaos.
Oh, absolutely.
In the whoop whoop boing caucus.
I gotta say, I'm really surprised that Mike Gallagher is listed as a high profile.
But he was an up and comer.
Up and comer,
certainly.
But yeah.
He really was, and I think.
And now he's a go and leaver.
Well, it's interesting how quickly that happened after he did not vote to impeach Alejandro Mayorkas.
Yeah.
And I've seen some things online with some organizations claiming they may have been able to pressure him to get out.
Hey, Jane, are people saying?
Many people are saying, Greg Bach.
You know what they're saying.
Many, many people are saying. Axios reporter Julie Grace Bufke, talking to CNN, says, as far as these Republicans who recently announced their retirements, they could not be more excited to get out. They feel relieved about it. They say nothing's getting done.
Yeah.
And a lot of these chairmen that are leaving, they haven't turned over their gavels yet. They could have been there another 2 years before leaving. The ones who are sticking it out say they're not going to retire because they're worried they'll be replaced by even more extreme Republicans who will just add to the dysfunction.
There's a chaotic part of me that's like, go for it. More chaos. Bring more chaos to the House of Representatives. Because that's the scary thing, is they know that, like, they know they have to stay there. They're not afraid of a Democrat replacing them. They're afraid of someone worse than their party.
In their own party. Think
that
about that.
That speaks volumes to where they're going.
Yes. On the other side of the aisle, Democrat from Massachusetts, Representative Jim McGovern, says they're retiring, quote, they know they're going to lose, and they're sick of the BS, plain and simple, unquote.
Yeah.
I think that's why you're seeing so many people leave. Some of these are in key positions. They should stay in key positions, even if they're in the minority. But nope, they can't. I'm out.
If you were doing something, then maybe you'd stay in position. Then you would affect change, or at least, you know, stand up for what you believe. But when nothing's getting done, telling someone you need to stay in this position, why would I stick around when nothing's getting done and I'm constantly being dragged through the mud? And as we saw with outgoing Congressman Mike Gallagher, having to bend your personality to appease people. Like, I'll just never forget it, man. Like, when we were, when Tammy Baldwin announced she was running again last year, we talked about who she going to run against. And the top person was Mike Gallagher, we thought.
Oh, yeah.
Because he was the most centered of all of the Republicans in this state. And then he goes and gets all mad about a satanic statue at a train museum.
Right.
And I've talked about this before, but if you watch the video, it seems like he's forcing himself to be outraged. Like, you know, when Ron Johnson's outraged, that's not hard for him. When Derek Van Orden's outraged, it's not hard for him. When MTG is outraged, that's her normal mode. But Mike Gallagher had to put on an acting face for this. And I just think he was tired of trying to be everything to all people.
I don't doubt that. But again, and you said something that just stood out to me. The Republicans are in the majority, people.
Yeah.
Think about that.
Yeah.
Seriously, think about that. And think of when the situation is reversed. You're more likely to leave Congress when you're in the minority because you can't accomplish anything.
Yeah.
And that frustration level must be super high. But to be in the majority where you still can't get anything done. A failure.
Yeah. And
what an abject failure.
I know people are already starting to throw rocks at him about it, but you know, at what point will all of the fault, all the responsibility fall on Speaker of the House, Mike Johnson? Because to a certain degree, he was handed the keys to the House, and you get a certain amount of shine. You get a certain amount of
new car
smell.
Sure. New speaker smell.
But I feel like after this primary season, when we're in the summertime, I think that's when you're going to see this group of Republicans who are so committed to getting rid of Kevin McCarthy are going to be like, even you're not good enough. Even though he is the kind of, I mean, I don't want to say crazy Christian, but
hardcore
devoted. He's not going to be Trump enough. There's a difference.
You don't think so?
No.
He was just in, they're on vacation right now. He was just at Mar-a-Lago taking pictures with him.
Yeah, but all it takes is one thing, one screw up, one word, one sentence, one anything, and they turn on you.
Well, if he makes any deals, I think, with the Democrats, if he makes any kind of deal with the Democrats, they will go after him. And we're only talking about like eight people.
Yeah, and Tony Zimmerman posted on the live stream, he said, they're so divided, it's almost not even a true majority.
Seriously, Tony. Yeah.
It's like we actually have three parties in this country right now.
Yeah, I have a name for the new one, but that's not FCC compliant, so we'll let that go.
Yeah.
Okay, we have news coming up. We have an entertainment minute with Pete Schwabe. He's wonderful. You should listen to his show weeknights across the network from 7 to 9 p.m.
And then?
Fancy Brian Kelly joining us live in studio. Stay with us. You're listening to Matt Nair on air, coming to you across the Civic Media Radio Network.
Hometown Radio, refreshed, keeping you informed, entertained, and connected locally across the Civic Media Network.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Critics of Wisconsin's new legislative boundaries say they have their own problems. Republican Senator Howard Markline of Spring Green tells Civic Media's Phil Nee that one new Senate district stretches from Richland Center to Madison.
And you think about the issues in the city of Madison versus city of Richland Center. I mean, it's just two different worlds.
Markline says he doesn't expect Republicans to sue to delay the new maps. The new maps will mean a lot of changes and a lot of tough decisions for some state lawmakers. WisPolitics reports 21 state lawmakers are now drawn into the same districts, including 6 in the Senate and 11 in the Assembly. Some lawmakers say they plan to move in order to try to stay in office. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Now here's what you need to know closer to home.
For news from the Center, WRCE, I'm Jimmy Cuska. Today is the first of four elections in the state this year for some Wisconsin residents. The February primary will see a handful of municipal and county primaries across the state, including a mayoral primary in Milwaukee. There are also 7 school districts asking referendum questions, totaling just over $219 million. Sauk County has just one primary for a county board position representing the northwest side of Baraboo, while Boscobel has 3 people running for 1 spot on city council. Richland, Vernon, and Crawford have no countywide primaries or referendum questions. No one is heard after an apartment fire in Gays Mills early yesterday morning. The fire started in the middle of the building and reached the attic before the fire was put out. According to Gays Mills fire officials, it took about an hour and a half to put out the fire, which was kept to one of the 5 apartments in the building. 2 other apartments had light smoke and water damage. The building is owned by Cooley Cap. The cause of the fire has yet to be released. The National Weather Service has warm temperatures on tap the next few days, with highs reaching the mid-50s.
Lino and the mayor.
John actually asked me if women had a prostate earlier today.
He did.
He did not.
No, get this. Because we're in here and we're talking about.
It was a sweet question.
Yeah.
No, I thought he asked.
What?
He goes,
Do you guys get prostate cancer? And she's like, no, John, women don't have prostate.
A lot of guys don't know that.
Do they have ED?
Erectile dysfunction?
Yeah, do they have that, John?
Weekday mornings from 6 until 8 on the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW, and Oshkosh Air Support, WISS.
And on the Civic Media app.
I'm Pete with the 60-second Showbiz Beat. Pop and R&B star Usher revealed last week that he beat out Justin Timberlake in a bidding war to sign Justin Bieber in 2008. The New York Post reports that Usher says he knew Bieber was going to be a big star. Timberlake later revealed that he was actually relieved it didn't work out because he thought Justin Bieber was Miley Cyrus. Seriously, they could be twins. HBO host John Oliver made Supreme Court Justice Clarence Thomas an offer he will probably refuse. The Huffington Post reports that the host of Last Week Tonight offered Thomas $1 million a year and a $2.5 million luxury coach if he leaves the Supreme Court. The justice has a reputation of accepting lavish gifts from wealthy donors without reporting them. Oliver says Thomas has 30 days to accept his offer. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabba, every night between 7 and 9 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. The winter warmth is surging back into the state today as highs climb to the low 50s. Under mostly sunny skies, it'll be a bit breezy today, with more patchy fog possible by early tomorrow morning. Otherwise, another bright and beautiful day with highs striking the mid-50s. Right now, it's 41 degrees.
After my wife died, I felt like I lost everything, including my love of fishing. But one day, my granddaughter called, and I realized I still had a lot to look forward to. I got referred to a psychiatrist who explained depression can happen to anyone. Getting help doesn't make me weak. It makes me stronger. I just wish it made me better at fishing.
Mental health care is working for Diego. See what it can do for you at mentalhealthcareworks.org. A message from the American Psychiatric Association Foundation.
Ithaca's choice for news, talk, and sports. News from the Center, WRCE, 1450 AM and 107.7 FM.
Good morning and welcome to Matt Nair on Air. Thank you so much for joining us. If you're listening in La Crosse on WLCX The Eagle, Thank you so very much for tuning in. Jane Matinier, Greg Bach, Calvin on the board, and we are joined in studio by our colleague and friend, Fancy Brian Kelly is here. How are you, Brian?
I am well. I am very well.
Glad to have you here. Making time for us. I really appreciate it.
Thank you for having me.
You are very, very busy, Brian.
There's a lot of things I've been doing. We've been growing the stations. I don't know if you know this, but a couple of years ago, we only had two sticks.
I remember that.
Yeah. And I was just a dude pressing buttons going, I hope this works. And
that's what we do every morning before we get started. We're like, well, I hope this works.
Cross your fingers.
But then I went off and we now are like 21 stations. We do every major sports and high school sports around the like the other night we had 9 stations on different sports.
Wow.
Local high school, Badgers, as well as, you know, I think we do Bucks. We do.
Yep.
We're bringing the Brewers in now into the mix. This is going to be so much fun.
Oh, very exciting.
Yeah. So my point is we've grown from a tiny little seed to a gigantic thing now, and it's really, really, really cool.
And we are so grateful for everyone who has stuck with us. There were some growing pains. There were some glitchy things.
If there weren't,
it wouldn't have been, right? That's just how things work. But thank you again for joining us and spreading the word about civic media.
Yeah.
It really makes a difference.
It actually does.
It does.
It literally does.
You tell people about it.
Yeah.
Then they will know.
It's funny how that works.
Yeah. We're going to talk about the Parental Bill of Rights in just a second. We were talking about the number of Republicans who are fleeing from the Whoop Whoop Boing Caucus, the House Republicans, rather. Cindy from Appleton, thank you for your patience. Cindy, good morning. What do you want to say?
Well, I just want to talk a little bit about the fair maps thing. I don't know if you heard over the break the legislator who was talking about, oh, the map is so rigged now because it's from Richland Center to Madison. Really, the maps are rigged now? I thought they just signed off on the maps, these Republicans, because they thought they were fair. And now they're talking about the filing of the lawsuit, which, give me up. These SOBs, I'm telling you, I'm so sick of their games.
Cindy, do you remember which lawmaker that was?
No, but it was during the commercial break that you just had. But I'm just like, come on. And you don't think the maps were rigged before? Give me a break.
Right. Well, Brian is dying here, Cindy.
I saw Bob Donovan on local news last night.
Oh, Bob.
Oh, peeping Bob Donovan. And he was complaining about his district being now favoring Democrats in a way. And he was just like, well, I'm going to have to move now. I may have to go and see how it works. The maps are now changed and it's now favoring other people and not my team. And it was like, welcome to reality.
Welcome to politics.
Yes, where you actually might have to go knock on doors and introduce yourself to people who do not know you.
My goodness. He does that. He just doesn't knock on the doors.
Yeah. Oh, otherwise, everything else, the follow-through is there. Thank you so much for this heads up, Cindy. We will we'll look after that when we get to the next
break.
That
is such a privileged statement to say, I have to move to stay in office. The man's been trying to run for every office since I moved to Milwaukee 25 years ago. And he finally failed his way up to Madison. And now he's like, well, I guess I have to move now. Where are you going to move, Bob?
Well, I don't know. He can go wherever he wants, but other people can't. The last vestiges of redlining are just still sitting there clawing their ways into Milwaukee. But anyway, we'll talk about that in another entire show.
It is just interesting, though. This was a lot of concern by some Democrats who told the governor not to vote, you know, not to sign the maps, that the Republicans were to come back and do exactly something like this. And try and throw a challenge to it and try and muck it up again.
But I feel like this kind of challenge, like it's one thing to send it right to the court, which, as we talked about last week, you know, it's kind of almost conspiratorial at this point. But now it just seems like they're folding their arms going, they're still rigged. Like, but you voted for it. I know.
We have Bob from Richland Center on the text line says it was Howard Markline and his district barely touches Madison. And Wes from Middleton says, an excellent article in the State Journal with some blubbering GOP tears. Good time to be a realtor in swing districts. Yeah, that's an excellent point, Wes.
You found some marks, my friends. Get at them.
And Stephen from Green Bay has been waiting on the line. Good morning, Stephen. Thanks for joining us.
Good morning, all. I will tell you, I'm happy that Brian Kelly's on. I'm a little bit of a Brian Kelly fanboy. In fact, I think if Brian Kelly and Greg Bach had a show, I don't know if I'd even be able to listen to it because I'd be laughing so hard I wouldn't be able to breathe. With that being said, I voted today, so if you have a primary in your area, make sure you vote. There's 300 and some municipalities around that have primaries. They're very important. Do not forget to vote. And as far as this whole GOP thing, should we maybe call them the Sore Losers Party? Because let me tell you, they like sticking it to people. But when things don't go their way, they are the loudest crybabies I have ever heard in my life.
One could almost hazard to use the term snowflake.
No, I don't like women to do things. The maps are rigged, I tell you. Well, actually, ma'am.
Quick thing on the primaries. By the way, if you have a primary in your district, we are going to be having elections elections updates as we go throughout the night, just so you know.
No matter where you're listening.
Yeah.
And it will be specific to your specific market as
That's
well.
That's true.
Tony also has a comment on the live stream. Tony says, State Senator Romaine Quinn was complaining Barron County is no longer in the 25th Senate District, said everything was favored for the Dems, and they were forced to approve these unfair maps. It was great.
They were going to take my Mott's applesauce if I didn't sign.
Brian and I will just do a dramatic rating of all the whining.
We'll do a compilation.
Yeah.
A best of whining compilation. For all the unhappy lawmakers now who might actually, I don't know, have to.
I was told I'd run unopposed.
Well, and the whole thing, oh, now I have to move.
Yeah. Oh my gosh. God. Okay. My gosh, Mr. Right. Donovan.
Okay. We're going to talk about this before we run out of time. The Parental Bill of Rights passed in the Senate on Tuesday, going along party lines. The Assembly passing the measure 6235 last month. According to the bill, 16 rights would be given to parents or guardians of public school kids. Here are some of the things they include. And Brian Kelly is a father. He has a daughter. Greg and I do not have children, so I wanted to bounce these off you, Brian, and see if the lack of these rights has been keeping you awake as the father of a daughter. So number one, the right to determine the religion of the child. Did you not have that before?
I thought that was part of the... The Bill of Rights? The actual Bill of Rights? I thought that was part of it. That's just me.
They're doubling up on your rights.
Yeah. Cool.
They're giving
cool.
you double rights.
No, that's cool.
Number two, the right to determine the type of school or educational setting the child attends.
Do we not have a voucher program in this state that we are also funding on top of a public education program?
I believe, yes.
See, when Jane said setting, I thought more like, oh, I don't like the decor.
Oh, well, that comes later.
Yeah.
No color of any kind.
Yeah. And certainly no rainbows because rainbows are dangerous.
Oh my.
Number three on the Parental Bill of Rights, the right to be notified of each health care service, including vaccinations or immunizations offered at the child's school, and the right to withhold consent or decline any specific service unless otherwise specified by law or court order. Are they giving Darby shots at school and not telling you?
No.
Are you sure? How would you know?
Because she'd tell me, and I have a relationship with my daughter that she tells me.
She talks to you? Like, she talks to you.
I mean, she's 11, so not all the time.
Right.
But yeah.
But if they were, if she was at school and they were going to, because Jane and I were going back and forth on this one. When I was in school, they didn't do those things. You went to your doctor to get.
You know, like most people would. But again, people hate healthcare in this country as well. So I'm sure if we didn't. How would they give vaccinations if people weren't paying for it? Let's just say that.
Well, I'm more than positive that if they even wanted to attempt that, the first thing they would do was send a email, make phone calls. The parents would be notified. They're not just willy-nilly like, hey, kid, come in this office. Really. Well, bam, you don't have polio anymore.
Exactly. Hey, look that way. Bang.
Right.
Oh, no, I don't have polio.
So,
but I wanted polio as an American.
But this, again, is my question is, these things, as far as I understand, are already in existence. Jane, this seems redundant.
Yeah. Jane, I got to tell you, I love the teachers and wonderful faculty that take care of my child. And don't forget, it's not just education. It's also daycare. Let's not pretend.
Seriously.
But anyway, these folks are fantastic. And I get so many notifications about them. I know about her homework before she knows about her homework. I know what she hasn't turned in before she does.
And my goodness, can you stop sending me even daily news?
Too much information.
Yes. Read number four.
Number four, the right to review all medical records related to the child unless otherwise specified by law or court order.
Once again, seems like something you would already have at your disposal when you want it.
Yeah, that's kind of part of, I don't know, custody of a child.
And having access to their medical records, which your doctor has the medical records.
Now, again, I'm hoping this doesn't supersede any, I don't know, state-ordered court orders or let's say a divorce settlement or let's say things like that. I wonder if this protects the child. Let's read.
Well, that's where we come to my favorite one, number five, which is the right to determine the names and pronouns used for the child while at school. There it is.
Yeah, this goes on further and devolves into worse things. And we could spend a lot of time on that. And I definitely think that you guys should all read it as much as possible. But in the sake of time, this devolves into, boy, am I really interested in the gender identity of my child. I care about the genitals of other children and what they do with them.
Well,
very much.
That's
what it thinks.
I'll skip past the there's two, six and seven. But here's the other one that really kind of stuck with me. And tell me what you think about this one. The right to timely notice by the child's school of any surveys or evaluations conducted in the child's classroom that would reveal information concerning any of the following about the child or his or her parents, known as his or her, or family members, political affiliations or beliefs, mental or psychological problems, sexual behavior or attitudes, illegal, antisocial, self-incriminating, or demeaning behavior, critical appraisal of individuals, I don't know what that means, with whom the child or parent has a close relationship, family relationship, relationships that are legally recognized as privileged, such as those with lawyers, physicians, and ministers, religious practices, affiliations, or beliefs, or income, unless otherwise specified by law. That's one in number eight.
So essentially, you can't ask them any questions. You cannot survey them about anything.
We can get any information we want about any child or our child specifically, especially whether the child feels that they're in danger or not. We can get all the information about our child, but you can't ask us anything.
Yeah.
That is very concerning and kind of, I don't know, fascist. Well,
It feels fascist.
It feels warmly fascist.
Our friend Joe McClear is a comment on the live stream. The Wisconsin GOP brought to you by the Department of Redundancy Department.
Yeah.
Pretty much.
Yeah. And it goes on. There are 16. I would say take a cue from the original Bill of Rights. 10. Just name 10. Some of these are, I mean, as we can see with number eight, you could have included like 1 through 3 together.
This is red meat for the ones who are angry about things that are banned in school or not banned. You can sue somebody up to $10,000. The GOP, whose favorite thing is to complain about frivolous lawsuits all the time, are saying fair game to anybody who wants to sue for anything.
Well, it also goes against the idea of, you know, parents should be able to, like, you know, we don't need the government in our parents. We don't need the government. We don't need you raising our children. Well, then why do we need this?
And why do we need you telling us how we're allowed to interact with the schools that we, the people, have created?
And then why,
and pay for.
And why are we banning your ability to determine what is the best medical treatment for your child?
Yeah. And it completely, see, here's the thing. Whether you bring up the transgender thing, you bring up all the gay stuff and people wanting to come out and things like that. Sometimes school is the only place they feel safe, and sometimes that needs to be a safe haven for them, and this is completely stripping that away, and that's my problem.
Yep.
844-967-2789 if you want to chime in on this. Otherwise, when we return, Brian slips down a gaming rabbit hole.
Oh, yeah.
With global implications.
Oh, yes.
War games?
Yes.
Stay close. This is Matt Nair on air, coming to you across the Civic Media Radio Network.
From the center, WRCE.
When you try Grandpa's barbecue, will it be sweet? No. Fiery hot. fruity or honey flavored? We think not. Instead, Grandpa's barbecue is the true original flavor of barbecue, without the hype, the additives, or the hoopla, because this is a family recipe that's handed down by Grandpa himself. Grandpa's Barbecue, available in select stores and online at grandpasbarbecueshop.com.
You're at the game with your girl, and you're going to pop the question. So you take a big swig of overpriced liquid courage. You pull the ring out of your pocket, get down on one knee, and then she says,
I need to go to the bathroom.
And you realize the whole stadium is watching. Proposing on a Jumbotron? Big gamble. Ho-Chunk Gaming Wisconsin Dells, better odds. Where your can't-miss hotspot for big-time casino fun. Ho-Chunk Gaming Wisconsin Dells. Your odds are better here.
This is News from the Setter, WRCE.
Good morning. Welcome to Matt Nair on Air. Jane Matt Nair, Greg Bach, the Board Lord Calvin, coming to you live from our studio in beautiful downtown Waukesha. We're joined in studio with our friend and colleague, Fancy Brian Kelly. Thank you so much for joining us. Always good to see you.
Of course.
844-967-2789 if you ever want to call and or text. But when Brian and I were texting last night or the day before about you coming in, and you mentioned that you fell down a phone game rabbit hole.
Yes.
And now you are friends with people all over the globe, and you formed alliances. Uh-huh. And bring us up to speed on what this is.
This is absolutely so, you know, I play and click games on the phone. Basically, you know, I have OCD and I need to actually do something while I'm doing something. If you notice, I'm constantly moving while I'm talking so I can actually concentrate on talking to you guys.
Did you mean ADD? Or OCD?
All of it. Because
he's all the D's.
He's all of the letters.
And it's, yes, that's the important thing. When I was producing for the Devils, I was also doing all the things at the same time, sometimes wiring and things like that. I had to mutate my brain to be able to work at the same time on different levels, which is great. But it also left me with, when I'm doing, you know, one thing at a time or talking about one thing, needing to go and do something on the side. So I play, you know, different war games. I play the Total War game series. I usually play against the computer because I don't want to. I sometimes step away for a while. Doesn't matter.
Yeah.
I got onto this thing and I accidentally clicked on YouTube on this thing, and I, you know, it's one of those things where it's the guy running down the street shooting at zombies, zombie apocalypse thing. And I thought it was like a quick ad game, and you just shoot zombies, and it's just great. Click, sure. click. Next thing I know, it's a strategy game that also involves building troops and building your base and coordinating with people who are online all across the world. It's the developers in Hong Kong and type of thing. I joined an alliance, did not know that I had to join an alliance. Then I left the alliance, joined another one that had was from Canada, and they spoke French, which is cool because I was raised by French Canadian nuns.
Oh, cool.
And next thing I know, like a day into that, I became the de facto leader because their leader left and assigned me with the leadership. Then I was the leader of this thing, and me and this dude, Bat Dad. So I'm Hulk on the thing. I'm Hulk. Yeah. Actually, Hulk smashed so hard. And me and this dude, Bat Dad, were actually active and the only two active people. And we said, screw this, we're leaving the alliance. I left and joined this alliance called Bubbles.
Cause the Avengers?
Close. So I'll get to that. So I'm doing this as fast as possible, guys. I'm sorry. I'm trying to bring you up to speed. So I joined this alliance called Bubbles, because who wouldn't want to join an alliance called Bubbles in a war game about shooting zombies?
That would be my alliance. Bubbles, for sure.
Honestly, you would really enjoy these people. So I joined Bubbles, and it turns out there's a bunch of like Navy vets. There's people who work at a Burger King in the airport. There's people who run charities. There are people who run all over the place, all over the country in different time zones. So we have to coordinate each other and do like alliance events and like attack things at the same time and make sure we protect each other while we're offline, all that type of stuff. And all this intrigue. And I still am like, I don't care about this. It's fun. It's just blah, blah, blah. I can't believe that people get worked up about
it. It totally seems like you don't care about this at all, Brian.
Well, I didn't at the time. So turns out we ended up in this like beef with people, and we got hit by this other alliance from Korea, right? And one of our alliance members said, you Korean F word, like the bad F word in a text.
Yeah.
And that had repercussions around the entire. So this is the first time I started looking at so there's a world chat and an alliance chat. I only looked at the alliance chat so I can coordinate with people. Then I looked at the world chat and I'm like, this is a mess. And I realized they're talking about us. And that's why they hit us constantly. And so the most powerful alliance there started hitting us constantly because this one dude, it doesn't matter. They started hitting us constantly. This one dude said the wrong thing. And I'm part of the leadership part of this now. So I'm having to actually like take a leadership role and say, hey, dude, you really can't say that. I would rather you say this instead if you want to go and insult people. Like, I don't know the guy from anything. And I don't really
But you're the head.
Yeah. But I also grew up in a place where, hating gay people is gay. And everyone said, type of stuff.
Yeah.
You know, so I understand people say stuff without knowing and really just they're mad. I get mad if my base gets blown up. Totally. Anyway, we resolved that. And I tried to work that out with the leaders, the world leaders and stuff and things like that. But they kept on hitting us and hitting us and hitting us. Well, we got the attention. Like, I was planning a revolution at this point. Like, I started texting everybody. All right, here's how we're going to do this. Because all the smaller alliances were getting sick of all this stuff. Because the president, there's a president that takes over every I think week or so. The president, this girl Rosa, I think she's Korean. I'm not sure. I don't want to get it wrong. But my point is, she started letting the power go to her head and putting hits on people, and like her alliance turned on her, and like everybody in this place. So all the power people decided to take over our alliance and become part of our alliance and teach us how to play the game better. And all of us are now friends and we've become now they're the leaders teaching us how to play the game. So last night, and I know you guys will appreciate this. I'm going to bring this around home. We did an alliance exercise last night and we had to go and divide up into teams and decide who's numbers. And we had to number off. Everybody count off in numbers. And we did it without even a problem. Everybody did 12, 9, 8, 7, 6, like everybody added in a row. We worked together. We had a plan and we executed it all together. People worked together. And also, our entire alliance now is based on trying to stop bullying around the entire server, which is
awesome. Great.
It's the community and working together with people that really got me actually caring about humanity again.
I'm going to ask you a question so you can breathe.
Sorry.
What's the name of the game?
Last War Survival Game.
There it is. Okay.
Last War Survival Game.
It's not an endorsement for the game. It's an endorsement for people, because if you have a purpose and you have a goal and you come together and execute that goal, I don't know, like civic media, it's really fulfilling.
I think you should take the Bubble Alliance to the House Republican Congress and show them how to get things done.
We're now called the underdogs.
I love it. That's fantastic. All right. Fancy Brian Kelly, thank you so very much for coming in today.
I could have made a souffle in that time. Like, seriously.
Your experience, Calvin was dying.
Yeah.
If you ever want to check in, 844-967-2789. News is coming up next. Stay close. You're listening to Matt Nair on air on the Civic Media Radio Network.
From the center, WRCE, 1450 AM and 107.7 FM.
Richland County's choice for news, talk, and sports.
The Todd Allbutt Show.
I'm Trigvi Olsen. Steven from Green Bay, go ahead.
The city of Green Bay is one of the best places in Wisconsin to live. Plenty of people that are Wisconsin nice.
Totally agree. Green Bay is kind of swing territory between the two parties, but people in Green Bay work together. I mean, people aren't asking themselves, am I wearing a red hat or a blue hat? They're wearing green and gold hats.
The Todd Allbutt Show. Weekdays, noon till 2 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. This is News from the Center, 1450 AM WRCE and 107.7 FM W299 CD Richland Center. And always on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. The U.S., as expected, has vetoed an Arab-backed U.N. resolution demanding an immediate humanitarian ceasefire in Gaza. Ambassador Linda Thomas-Greenfield saying that the United States is instead pushing for a longer ceasefire negotiation that is being talked about now.
Any